Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
For 2 months, Sentry's MCP team led AI agents write production code for a real cloud service. The outcome was mixed. Agents are fast at scaffolding and boilerplate, but results can feel like a slot machine. Sometimes a win, often follow up refactoring, debugging, and cleanup. Detailed docs and explicit prompts helped because LLMs struggle with recall and context without clear guidance. The big lesson, human oversight is still essential. Even with better agent tooling and context management, developers must plan, review, and iterate to see robust code. Bottom line would be, AI agents are powerful accelerators for repetitive work like test and peer reviews, but they don't replace hands-on engineering. Use them as power tools to boost productivity while staying vigilant about code quality and maintainability. Can AI really handle enterprise-scale coding without constant human supervision? Rakuten's adoption of cloud code suggests the answer is yes. By integrating Anthropic's AI into their development workflows, Rakuten achieved stunning results. A 79% reduction in time to market for new features from 24 days to just 5 days. And 7-hour autonomous coding sprints that tackled a massive open source project with 99.9% accuracy. Cloud Code's ability to run multiple tasks in parallel and autonomously navigate complex multi-language code bases has multiplied engineering capacity and enabled developers to focus on higher level innovation. What happens when non-engineers join the coding process? Rakuten's experiment with Cloud Code did not just speed up development, it democratized it. Thanks to the user-friendly interface and robust guardrails, even colleagues from non-technical backgrounds can now contribute to coding projects. For the tech industry, Rakuten's AI-nization blueprint signals a future where AI agents not only accelerate feature delivery but also break down traditional silos, making innovation a company-wide effort. Developers and tech leaders should take note the next leap in productivity might come from letting AI take the wheel, at least for the routine heavy lifting. How much could a dedicated performance engineering team save? In many cases, a lot. Teams often cut infrastructure cost by half in the first years and sustain 5 to 10% annual savings. But the impact is not just financial. They also reduce latency, improve scalability and reliability, and unblock developers by fixing deep bottlenecks that commercial tools miss. This is not only for tech giants. Practical hiring guidelines: add your first performance engineer around $1 million in annual infrastructure spend, then grow headcount as cost rise. Another benchmark is to match performance staffing budgets to observability tooling spend. If latency or reliability is limiting growth, investing in performance expertise can transform customer experience and accelerate engineering velocity. With a strong ROI and limited talent pool, building a performance team is a strategic move for any tech-heavy business. Could the classic shortest path algorithm be outpaced after decades of dominance? A team of computer scientists has developed a new approach that beats the textbook standard Dijkstra's algorithm for finding the fastest routes in complex networks. Traditionally, algorithms like Dijkstra's rely on sorting nodes by distance, a process that sets a fundamental speed limit known as sorting barrier. By cleverly sidestepping the need for constant sorting, using clustering and selective exploration inspired by the Bellman-Ferr algorithm, researchers have shattered a long-standing barrier. What does this breakthrough mean for TEC? The new algorithm works on both detected and undetected graphs, opening doors for faster route calculations in everything from mapping software to network optimization. With its intricate design and potential for further improvement, this advance could spark fresh innovation in algorithm design and efficiency. Remaining developers that even the most established problems can still be solved in surprising new ways. Is AI really making engineers 10x or 100x more productive, or is that hype? The reality is more grounded. AI coding tools can speed up boilerplate and unfamiliar tasks, but they don't erase real-world bottlenecks like reviews, planning, and QA, so claims of exponential gains don't hold up. The bigger risk is cultural. Pressure to keep up with AI can fuel imposter syndrome, even though durable productivity usually comes from preventing unnecessary work and improving workflows, not just typing faster. Sensible takeaways for teams and leaders: ignore hype-driven targets, prioritize healthy, sustainable processes, and use AI as a supportive tool, not a miracle cure.
Bye-bye from Madhusudan Subedhi Tech Weekly. See you next week.